Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show.
Join hosts Lynn Schuessler-Williams, Holly Hartman, and Brooke Haynes with their inspiring guests for conversations that fuel personal growth, career success, and community impact.
Tune in to connect and amplify your power, because when women rise, the world follows.
Hi, everyone. Lynn Schuessler-Williams here with Brooke Haynes and Holly Hartman, and this is the Wise Women Collective radio show. We are so excited that you're with us, and we want to introduce ourselves. You know, this is going to be a show where you get roundtable conversations with amazing women who come on as our guests. But we thought you might wonder why you want to listen to us talk to these women. And we have so many cool things going on between the three of us. So, and we do a lot of them together, and then we do a lot of things separately too. So we wanted to just introduce ourselves, talk about what this show is going to be like, and give you just an introduction to what you can expect from the Wise Women Collective. So since I'm already unmuted, I will just tell you that I'm Lynn Schuessler-Williams. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and I am a certified Reset It specialist. I have spent 40 plus years in my career doing all kinds of transformational work, and Reset It is the pinnacle and the culmination of that for me. I also founded the women's organization that became the Wise Women Collective Community, which these two amazing women are my partners in now. And it is a phenomenal group of people who enjoy connecting and growing together. And everything in the Wise Women Collective Community at this date and time is free. So you'll definitely want to be checking that out. We'll put links below to everything we talk about. And from that group was born the Be More Conference for Women, which is a twice a year online conference that I produce with the help of these two amazing partners. And we are excited to have conversations about things that matter to women. And I think it's so timely and so important for us to recognize that, you know, women connect and grow and blossom when they are connected with each other and in community with each other. And all three of us have just a deep commitment to community, to collaboration over competition. You're gonna hear the stuff we work on and think, how are they not, you know, competing with each other on some level? No, we're not, because that we just don't believe that's possible. So we have a lot of fun together. We do big things in the world together and separately. And so we want to introduce you to who we are and why we think this is important. So I'm going to go to Brooke next and ask her to just introduce yourself, Brooke, about kind of who you are and where you are and what you're about in this world, so people have some context.
Yeah, so I'm Brooke Haynes, and I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and I work all over the globe. I had to think to make sure. Yes, I do. I do. And I build community. I help people build communities. We do this through business strategy first, then the community, and then with a mission of all these different communities, keeping their identity, and then being able also to weave into each other to amplify their impact while keeping their own identity. So I have a company called, I'm a co-founder of a company called Concergo that is a professional development platform. I have, I am a partner of Wise Women Collective. And I'm a co-host, co-partner, co-coach of Unleash Your Unstoppable Women's Group with Lynn. And so those are the things, that's kind of how I show up in the world and what I do. And there's so much more. I'm trying to like hold it down it'll all come spilling out throughout these episodes, you know. So that's all I'm going to say about me for right now. I'll pass this back over to you, Lynn, so you can introduce our very fun and very energetic and loving and compassionate third co-host here.
Absolutely. And Brooke, I'll remind you that we also have a podcast called Frequency 500 that is all about inspiring people to live from the frequency of love or above.
I was just thinking there were some things that I left out.
Yeah. I there are definitely some things. We don't want to overwhelm them, though.
No, no.
All right. And speaking of we don't want to overwhelm them, y'all buckle up because you know, one of the things the three of us have in common is that many times in our careers, people have said to us, I just can't keep up with you. And I know Holly Hartman hears that a lot. So Holly, introduce yourself and we'll try to keep up.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm so glad to be here. My name is Holly Hartman and I am, we'll just go ahead and call myself a multi-passionate, neuro-spicy woman in her late 40s. So I have red hair. I am full of color almost all the time. So it's funny, I lost my mother recently and we'll share in this, you know, in this journey of wise women, but I'm so much like her in this idea of loving color and life and playfulness and curiosity. And really where that shows up is I love to work with women leaders who want to make an impact in the world. And I do that by working in, I'm a community builder like Brooke and Lynn. I show up in ways, I'm an international bestselling author on a book on recovery after narcissistic abuse. So I'm a trauma-informed coach. But what I love to do is elevate people's personal brand and their business brand so they can make an impact in the world. So I do that through coaching, through online co-creation. I'm a community builder, and I'm also the director of RARE, which is Radical Action Advancing Racial Equity. I personally am a white woman who helps lead a suite for other white women to learn about racial equity so we can live in a world where racism does not exist. So we have all kinds of things that we do here and where we show up in the world. And really what it boils down to is, like they said, love and above. We come with heart-centered love. And how we want to show up and the guests that we bring on through this series are going to be sharing their heart-centered love and passion and the impact that they're making in the world. And so we hope that you hear these stories and relate and connect. And you'll hear more about us along the way because I do even more than that. But for now, that's where we'll leave you because this is my joy to just connect in this level.
I love it, Holly. Well, you know, it's so important for people to just kind of have a feeling of why we're here and where we're coming from. And, you know, the Wise Women Collective, I think as a platform for the voice of women is so important. You know, I always think back to that quote from the Dalai Lama about Western women are going to save the world. And, you know, RARE that you just mentioned, Radical Action Advancing Racial Equity is what RARE stands for, is just a great example of that. And we're going to have the founder of RARE on as a guest at some point, I know. And, you know, we're going to talk to women who are making a difference in whatever they're doing. Right. And have a message to bring to us as women that'll inspire and enlighten. And, you know, I think so often in my work, I see women have some version of a program running in their head around a lack of worthiness or a lack of belief, self-belief that they can get stuff done. And we're going to just blow that out of the water with amazing women who will inspire us all to believe bigger and do more and all of that. And I think for me, that's one of the biggest reasons I feel like this is an important conversation to be having. I think women need to find themselves in community and supported. And so I love that. I'd love to hear from both of you why you think this conversation in Wise Women Collective in this show with our guests who'll be joining us in the other episodes, like why you think this is an important conversation to be having. Anybody want to? Yeah, Holly.
I'll go first. So it brought me back to the idea, I'm a trauma survivor. And when I was overcoming my past relationships that were toxic, what I realized is I didn't have a voice. I didn't share. I didn't have a platform. So I created the space that I needed for me to heal. And I believe I'm a certified relationship coach as well. It's not what I practice in, but I believe that we heal through relationships. So this radio show is an opportunity for you to connect with other people's stories so you can heal through it, in my opinion, like this is for me. The other part is oftentimes we've not had it modeled to us. We may not have been surrounded by wise women that were leading by example, that were modeling what it looked like to overcome obstacles, to come out ahead, to experience life in different ways, that this gives us a bird's eye view or a little peek into the life of somebody else that has experienced it. And the beauty of wisdom is that we learn from some other people. So we don't have to do the same mistake they had, or we get to learn from their experience. And that's the beauty of wisdom. And that's the sweet sauce I see here with the Wise Women Collective, is that's a collective of voices, a collective of stories, a collective of women that are modeling how to make an impact. Now, you'll hear people talking about business because that's a lot of the world that we live in, but we're also going to be bringing guests that business is not their story, and that they are just as valid to be guests on this because we are holistic human beings. We have life outside of our work. We are outside of our work. And so that's what I'm excited about, is to hear the stories selfishly too, to go, oh, I never thought of it that way. A different perspective. Because if we live in our own little bubble, we don't get to learn the perspectives of the outside world and what their experiences are. And I believe that as we listen to these stories, we'll be touched, we'll be elevated, and then we'll get to use that as an impact in the world in the spheres of influence we live in. So I'm just so excited.
Yeah, me too. I couldn't agree with that more. I just feel like, you know, every time I put myself in positions to hear other women talk about their experience, to hear other women talk about the things they've overcome, to hear other women talk about what inspired them, it just raises me. And I feel like a little like a kid in a candy shop with this, because I think we're going to have great stories. What about you, Brooke? What is it that you feel like is important about this Wise Women Collective experience and show?
Well, first, I like that it's a conversation. It's not just about what someone does. It's about the conversation around the mission and why and where they're going and the world and where it is. I believe that we are the leaders of where things are going. We women are the feminine energy. How about that? The feminine energy is going to lead the way through recreating a lot of structures and restructuring things that haven't or who have now played out. We won't say they were a failure. We will say it's time to move on and things are being recreated. So women are a part of that forefront. And this is a space to do a few things. It's a space for for women to come together and have conversation and model, like Holly was saying, model what it's like to hold space for other people, listen to their opinions. Lynn, you opened and founded this community saying all are welcome, right? So the three of us have a real passion in saying, no, all are welcome. And how do we navigate when all looks different all the time? What all represents looks different all the time. How do we navigate that? And I think we do a great job at role modeling that. People feel safe in our communities. Also, I see that with this, it provides a way. Like I have learned just even recently about me, a real important thing for me is to provide a way for people. Let me open up the path. You know, I've been seeing it for years. I was like, I've been saying that for 10 years and they're just now saying it. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Right now I'm like, okay, now the path is open. They can run with it. And I want to provide the path for people. I want to provide a way for them to come in and feel safe, do their leadership skills, be seen. It is not easy to be seen in a world where everyone is fighting for the attention to be seen. So if we can have a place that says, we'll get you seen, we will uplift you so others can see your story. That's an important part for me, to provide that for women, where they can come in and their stories can be seen and heard and
yes,
make an impact.
I love that. And it's a big part of our function here. You know, I feel like maybe we ought to share, what do y'all think about this? Our mission statement and our core values for the Wise Women Collective community, because those inform who we are and how we came to be here. And so I'll just say very briefly that, you know, within our community of the Wise Women Collective, we're on a mission to provide women the opportunity and the environment in our community, in our community events, and in our radio show. That's an environment where we can all build our self-belief and our confidence. We can step into our greatness and our power and create choices and live a purposeful life. And we underpin that mission statement with some amazing core values that I think are equally important. I know that they matter to the three of us a lot, and we invite others into those core values with us, which is discover your worth, take responsibility and ownership, build an inclusive and diverse community, elevate women as you climb, create your legacy, and own every seat you sit at every table you choose to pull up to. And so I share those words not lightly. They mean a lot to me. And I know they mean a lot to Holly and Brooke too. And so I hope in them, you can hear that what Brooke just said about community and all that, like it's embodied in those words. And it's so important. So let's talk a minute about what people can expect. You know, with this show, and what is it you guys are each most excited about with this show? You know, we started by the three of us making a list of people that we knew would be great guests and inviting them to come be our early guests. And that's a pretty impressive list, I have to say. And we have so many more impressive women behind those first few. But what is it you guys are most excited about that people can expect on the show, Brooke?
Fun, laughter. The first thing when you said, what are you excited about? I was like laughing.
Isn't that the truth?
I'm excited about laughing. I think what we can expect is real conversation. There won't be a lot edited. I know that Lynn has already been in the position I know I'm stepping into in my life coming to, and I know Holly understands this, is to not filter, not to be I'm going to be unapologetic. And Lynn's like, what are you just now getting onto this? Lynn doesn't have this problem. I am learning how to step into it, and I will promise my word to this community is that I will be unapologetic. And sometimes that looks a little messy, and because I'm learning how to be unapologetic. What I mean by that is there will be no filters. We're going to have hard conversations. Yeah. We're going to have fun conversations. We're going to have, you know, just a little behind the scenes note. We've already done an interview, right? We've done two, and I've listened to one of them three times. There was some special nuggets in that one that the other one too, I just haven't got there yet. There was so many special, like just some real under the radar sentences. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I have not listened to any podcast or anything I have done or said or that's out there this many times in a long time, because there was some special stuff in that. So that's just the beginning. I mean, we just got started.
I love it. I love that, Brooke. Fun conversation, authenticity, realness, all of that. And I had to laugh when Brooke said Lynn doesn't have that problem, because, you know, years of trying to tone it down. Not that's never been my problem. My problem's usually the opposite, of trying not to come across like a Mack truck going 90 miles an hour down the highway. So there you go. All right. What about you, Holly? What are you kind of excited about with the format and the people and this show in general?
I think, you know, when you spoke about the core values of the group, and they very much align with how I show up in the world. But I have other core values that are also very, very true to me. And they relate, they're a little slightly different, but connection is like my top, top, top core value. So what I am excited about is that it's a radio show where people can listen, but we also have the video capturing of it as well. So you'll be able to see that on other platforms. So if you're listening and you want to see our faces, that'll be available too. And I love that element of connection. So I'll as we all bring in guests of various different places, I get to connect with people I would have never connected with before. I get to hear their stories and feel their energy through what they're talking about. And I love, like, that is my, like, if I could do this all day long, every day, just listen to the stories of women and engage and in real time have conversation with them, like, that would just seal my life. I would be so happy with that. And so I'm looking forward to these opportunities when we get these to get to hear and connect with other women and hear their story in what they, creating the safe container for them to be able to be authentic and unapologetic to not just us, but also them as well. The other element that is the opportunity for growth, because for me, growth is another one of my top core values. So I know that I'm going to be challenged through this. I know that I'm going to be able to have an opportunity to grow through their stories and the opportunity to push myself beyond my comfort level. And that is where we grow. And so I'm most excited about that. And then I'm most excited that so much of everything that I've done in my life has been more of a solo venture. I've done other podcasts myself solo, but I get to co-create this with two other amazing women. And for me, that stretches me to go, okay, we get to work together to amplify this. And that for me personally and professionally is going to elevate my experience to work as a team in this co-creation. So those are some of the things that I'm excited about.
And, you know, I have to say to that, Holly, it already has made us all grow. You know, Brooke and I have done several things together that I would say we are very efficient in our way, but not in the same way that Holly Hartman is efficient. And one of Holly's top core values is efficiency. And so she has made us efficient in a new way as we've navigated this, right? And I love that. It's an opportunity for personal growth, for business growth, for, like, we get to see a difference for us already, right? And we're just getting started. And it's just darn amazing. Yeah, Brooke.
I'm itching to be into that and echo what you just said, because that is what we're talking about this show and what we're modeling. Like, yeah. We bring in a third partner who is on fire and who we love. And Lynn and I just flow all the time. We get shit done flowing all the time. There will be cuss words. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening.
Unfiltered.
That's right.
Unfiltered.
And however, because we respect and enjoy having this third thing, it makes us better to say, absolutely, and keep in mind that, hey, we have a third partner that's going to want some of this. Let's go ahead and bring that to the forefront. It's kind of like what we wish our partners would have done for us all along. Like, hey, let's bring like in a personal setting, like we want our partners to keep us in mind when they start thinking about what they're doing and how they're doing it. Right. But we naturally just caved into that, not caved, but like grown into that.
Yeah. We came together with a mutual respect is the best thing I can think of to call it, that we really value each other, this trio, and have a deep respect. And we do not always agree. As a matter of fact, Holly Hartman and I met because I was being a Mack truck going 90 miles an hour down the highway in a luncheon she was hosting. And I just like couldn't resist saying what I thought about something. Imagine that. And so... But we navigated it so well, we instantly knew I have to have this person in my life because I want people I can have real conversations with. I want people who challenge me. I want people who are willing to say, hey, can we talk about something? Like, yes, we can. And we do. And so I just love that. And you know, we are three very different people. We are, Holly and Brooke are close to the same age. I am decidedly older than the two of them. And, you know, it, not that age has anything to do with it, just difference of experience, right? Grew up listening to different music, grew up listening, you know, whatever. Like those sorts of experiences, we have differences, and it's just going to be so much fun. We have women coming in from all around the world. We have people that will be joining our roundtable conversation from South Africa this month, from the UK. We have women from all across North America. It's just going to be really amazing. So I'm super excited. Anything you guys want to say as we wrap up this intro? What's the one thing you want somebody to know about you as they're listening to this?
I'll kick that off by asking, I like to know what people wish for the world because it lets me understand what they're holding, what picture of the world they want to see. And so I will wrap up by just saying, you're going to hear a lot of wishes because when I can, I'm going to ask someone, what is their wish for the world? So I ask you all today, the listeners, what is your wish for the world? And I would like, if we have can wrap it up in a couple seconds, if Holly and Lynn, you want to answer that for me, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, go ahead, Holly.
Well, what I would wish for any listener, not so much the world, but any listener, is that you come from a place of curiosity, not judgment. As you listen to stories, look for the similarities, not the differences. Look for ways that you can grow or learn from each of the voices that are on this show. That's my wish for the show, which will impact the world.
Yeah. It's a big question, Brooke. I wish for the world... a willingness to focus on unity and love and the frequency of love. I wish for women confidence and a willingness to step into their own greatness and power because I really feel like the world needs women to do that. I think that's just hugely important. Yeah. And I love what Holly just said too about listen with curiosity. Is every guest going to be for you? Probably not. That's okay. But be curious about what's in it for you with every guest, even if the topic doesn't at first glance appear to be something that you would normally be interested in. I promise you there'll be interesting stories in everyone. Well, beautiful. Well, thank you both for being here in the immediate recording of this, as well as thank you both for just being the women you are and friends, dear friends and colleagues, and we are about to just launch this into the world in a way that I know is going to uplift, inspire, and bring that new level of confidence to so many women.
Thank you for joining us on the Wise Women Collective Show.
We trust you're leaving inspired, empowered, and ready to make a difference. Keep the momentum going. Join our Wise Women Collective community at wisewomencollectivehq.com.
Connect with other women, amplify your power, and together we'll continue to rise. Until next time, stay strong and connected, because when women rise, the world follows.